to tomorrow. Didn't know enough to be scared. All you have to talk about is where you're gonna go, what it's gonna be like out there, out there. Carrying around half of what God gave you, half of what they told you should be. Trying to make sense of why anyone stays around here. You're just counting days. In the shadows, but tonight I swear to God I won't forget. Light cigarettes just to hold. Yeah.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
You're listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. That was Mountain Man doing a John Denver song, Take Me Home, Country Roads. And Mountain Man has it's an EP that just came out. It's called Mountain Man Sings John Denver. And that's one of the songs on there. I'm not sure. I don't think there's many songs, so I'm not sure if that's gonna if they're going to add to that. But there's at least a couple songs on that EP, and that is one of them. And wow, is that beautiful, what harmonies Mountain Man puts together. They are a trio from I think originally from Vermont. I think they met in college. It's Molly Aaron Sarley, Alexandria Souser Monig, and Amelia Randall Meth. And they just have a really beautiful thing going on with their harmony singing. Mountain Man doing Take Me Home, Country Roads. And before that, the Suitcase Junket, who has a new album out the beginning of next month, April 5th. It's going to be called Mean Dog Trampoline. That was a cut called Everything I Like off of that. It's going to be off of that release next month. The Suitcase Junket is a project, the project of Matt Lorenz. He's also from New England. People call him a one-man garage band made out of junkyard parts. And I saw the Suitcase Junket live, and he's kind of got an old beat-up guitar and kazoos, just all kinds of different items, spoons, forks that he uses in his act. And as you can tell from that cut, he can rock. The Suitcase Junket doing Everything I Like. And before that, Laurie McKenna doing Young and Angry Again. That was a live in the studio version of that song that I just really like. That song was released last year on her album The Tree. And Laurie McKenna is a wonderful folk Americana singer-songwriter. And she writes a lot for other artists, a lot of country artists. But I just really like her own sound, her voice, and her arrangements. Really good singer-songwriter, Laurie McKenna. Okay, let's move into some more music. This next set I want to start out, I want to give a shout-out to Ferris and Jason Romero. I have played a lot of their music, especially their last album came out last year, Sweet Old Religion, that I just really liked. So on last Sunday, they actually won a Juno Award. It's a big deal in Canada. It's like a Grammy. For that album, they got the 2019 Juno Award for Best Traditional Roots Album, and highly deserved. I just think it's a great album. If you haven't heard it, check it out. Ferris and Jason doing a duo thing, you know, a little bit like Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings. Jason plays some great guitar. He's a good singer as well. Ferris got a wonderful voice. And they just put it together on this album, and I just think it was outstanding. This is going to be the title cut, Sweet Old Religion, off the Juno Award-winning album, Sweet Old Religion, Ferris and Jason Romero.
I see by your window a dreamer in Hey, how have you been since you let in the clouds through your window as it rains? The last time we spoke, you were glued to that telescope. I heard you say it was too far away. Was it too far away? Me, I've been fine. I work most of the time digging for secrets deep in the ground. A few days ago, they called for that big snow. And I thought that I would never get home. Did you ever get warm?
Time for muddy buddies and it's all Creek, just sweating in September when that sun goes down. I know that you don't like me, oh, but it sure feels good anyway. I know that you don't like me, oh, but it
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Mike McNamara. Appreciate you listening in. That was Amy Ray off her release from last year, Holler. That was a song called Sure Feels Good Anyway. And Amy Ray, of course, is known for being a member of the Indigo Girls that has had quite a career. But this is her sixth solo album. I didn't realize she'd had so many solo albums out, and it's a really good one, Holler. They're all her compositions, and on the liner note, she says that the music was inspired by traditional country, southern rock, mountain music, and bluegrass. Amy Ray, Sure Feels Good Anyway. And before that, Gregory Alan Isikoff of his release from last year called Evening Machines, a song called Two Far Away. And Gregory Alan Isikoff has just really developed a special sound. He likes to say that his songs are like going on a journey, and he can really feel that. It's like they seems like they all would fit in movie soundtracks. Gregory Alan Isikoff doing Too Far Away. And we started off that set with Ferris and Jason Romero doing Sweet Old Religion, their 2019 Juno Award-winning traditional roots album. Okay, next up on the lineup, I've got another new release from Todd Snyder. It's been a while since Todd has released an album, and he just came out with an album. It's called Cash Cabin Sessions, Volume 3. This is going to be a song called Like a Force of Nature. It features Jason Isbell singing some harmonies with him on this particular cut. Apparently, it was recorded at Johnny Cash's former recording studio, which was in a cabin. And Todd Snyder's kind of returning to his folk roots, as you'll hear on this cut in this album. And it's got a great sound. Playing some harmonica, too. Todd Snyder doing Like a Force of Nature.
Forgive me for the fool I've been. I see if you can remember me when I was listening to my better angel. Just see if you can remember me when I was listening. It's like a force of nature coming over me. Well, I care
force of nature.
Well, may your hope always outweigh your doubt, until this whole world finally punches you out. May loud enough to wake up all of your neighbors. But may you play at least loud enough to always wake yourself up. Well, it's like a force of nature coming over me. To keep myself from moving. It's like a force of nature. 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 It's like a force of nature.
First it is a bitter pill, a rubber band stretched till it snaps. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, my empty hands are in my lap. What is to become of me? Here at my surrendering, where at the end, the place where I begin again. First we pulled in and opened out. There is a faith that's only found in doubt. Acceptance is the closing of a cycle, the end that marks the point of arrival. This is where I lay it down, what I don't want to haul around. The buzzing of what can't be seen, and living always in between. First we pulled in and opened out. There is a faith that's only found in doubt. Acceptance is the closing of a cycle, the end that marks the point of arrival. Looking down at my hands, finally I understand. The empty space has changed somehow, and it's filled with hallelujah now. Hallelujah. heart is stone, but yet it's true. Acceptance is the closing of a cycle, the end that marks the point of arrival. If I let go, who's to blame? What can't be changed and will never be the same? Close the book with one last look, letting go of all the time it took. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
take some fresh air to put a little space between my love and me. I didn't know it'd be the last time that I'd see her. I wish that I had left things differently. He didn't see me through the trees until I yelled when I heard her scream and I saw her helpless body falling down. Couldn't get to her in time. She'll forever haunt my mind. But if the rock didn't kill, she'll surely drown. And now I've got to be the first one back in town. He blamed her for the hard time that he'd served. The peaceful sound of my oar splashing on the water was shattered when I heard his violent curse. But he didn't fool me through the trees until I yelled when I heard her scream and I saw her helpless body falling down. Couldn't get to her in time. She'll forever haunt my mind. But if the rock didn't kill, she'll surely drown. And now I've got to be the first one back in town. Please call the sheriff if you hear me. If you see the sheriff, try to flag him down. It's my life or death running down this mountain. One of us gonna be buried in the ground. Rolling down, I couldn't get get to her in time. She'll forever haunt my mind. But if the rock didn't kill, she'll surely drown. And now I've got to be the first one back in town. Oh, I've got to be the first one back in town. Oh, I've got to be the first one back in town.
Thanks for listening to Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio, also streaming on our website at kkrn.org. That was the bluegrass legend Del McCorry doing a song off his most recent release with the Del McCorry Band. Del McCorry still sings bluegrass. It came out last year. That song was called First One Back in Town, classic bluegrass murder ballad. And Del McCorry, what a legend. He started out his career in bluegrass playing with the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe. He was in Bill Monroe's band back in 1963. He actually started out as a banjo player, but he's got such a great high, lonesome voice for bluegrass. Quickly became kind of the lead singer and rhythm guitar player for a lot of bands. And he's been playing with the Del McCorry Band, which consists of his two sons. And they've got just a great sound. So that new release actually was a 50-year follow-up to Del McCorry's original solo album, which was called Del McCorry Sings Bluegrass. Came out last year after 50 years with Del McCorry Still Sings Bluegrass. And by the way, Del McCorry turned 80 last month, so congratulations to Del. He just continues to make great music. And before that, Carrie Newcomer doing a song off her release that will actually come out tomorrow. The album is called The Point of Arrival, and that was the title cut from that album, The Point of Arrival. She is an American singer-songwriter and an author. She's been recording solo since early 90s and has been very prolific. And that's just a beautiful song by Carrie. So you want to check out her new release, The Point of Arrival. Okay, we got time. Actually, I'm going to take this opportunity to remind you that you are listening to community-supported KKRN Radio 88.5 FM. And we depend on listeners like you, brought to you by volunteers from the community. So if you are interested in becoming a listener supporter, if you'd like to become a supporter right now, we'd love it. You can go to our website, which is kkrn.org, and click on the donate button. It's what you can afford. It's right there on the main screen, and you can do it that way. Go to kkrn.org. Also find out a lot about our station there, about the programming and background of this this wonderful community radio station. Another way you could donate, make a donation, is you could mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Once again, KKRN's address is P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And if you want to give us a call, please do. Our phone number is 530-337-1101. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Phone number 530-337-1101. And you could call us and get some more information about volunteering at KKRN Community Radio. Learn more about us. So thanks a lot for listening to Open Mic. We've got time for some more music here. I also want to remind you that up next on KKRN is Stuck in the Psychedelic Era with The Hermit. That's a great 60s nostalgia program that you won't want to miss. Stuck in the Psychedelic Era with The Hermit. Up next on this show, Open Mic, I've got... I'm going to play you Steve Earle. He just came out with actually, it doesn't come out till the end of the month. It's going to be released on March 29th. Steve Earle is doing a tribute to Guy Clark, who was his mentor, the great Texas singer-songwriter Guy Clark. Steve Earle will come out with that album, as I said, the end of the month. It's all Guy Clark's songwriting. This one I'm going to play is the classic Guy Clark song, L.A. Freeway. Steve Earle and the Dukes.
Pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, say goodbye to the landlord for me. Some bitches always bored me. Throw out some old L.A. papers, motorbox of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna give me some dirt road back street. If I can just get out of this L.A. freeway when I can kill the car, I'll be down the road in a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't Bob, 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 and this. Yes, to you, old skinny Dennis. Only one I think I will miss. I can hear your old basement singing. Sweet low, like a give your brain in. Play it for me one more time now. Gotta give it all I can now. I believe every word you say. Just keep on, keep on playing. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway, but I couldn't kill the car. I've been down the road in a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't Bob, Bob, Bob. Put the pink card in the mailbox. Leave the key in the front door locked. They will find it likely as not. Should have something we had forgot. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift surely handmade. We got something to believe in. Don't you think it's time we're leaving? If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway, but I can kill the cop. Have it down the road in a cloud of smoke to some land. I ain't Bob, Bob, Bob. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway, but I can kill the cop. Pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, say goodbye to the landlord for me. Some bitches always bored me.
Once again, thanks for listening. Open Mic with Mike McNamara on KKRN Community Radio. I wanted to finish this show with a Bruce Cockburn instrumental piece. A lot of people know Bruce Cockburn, the great Canadian singer-songwriter, for his songs and lyrics. And he's also quite an environmental activist. But he is an amazing guitar player. Actually came out with an album back in 2005 called Speechless, great title, where he just concentrated on his guitar instrumentals. So I wanted to play this one. It's called The End of All Rivers by Bruce Coburg. Thanks a lot for listening to Open Mic on KKRN Community Radio.
This is Sheila Barnes from Happy Valley. You are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, Bella Vista.
Programming on KKRN Community Radio is supported by listeners like you and the Shasta Piping Society. The Shasta Piping Society is a charitable organization dedicated to the encouragement of musicians and listeners of the Sky.